Even more surprising than the last etching, this study sheet seems to be copied directly from a sketchbook. Although the figures portrayed are unidentified, historians agree that the woman in bed is probably Saskia, Rembrandt's wife. During the 8 years of their marriage, Saskia gave birth to 4 children, the first 3 of whom survived only a few weeks or months. These successive pregnancies and periods of mourning exhausted Saskia, whose health deteriorated after the birth of Titus, their last son, in 1641. A year later, barely 30 years old, she died of tuberculosis. Following his wife's death, Rembrandt began a relation with a nanny that looked after his son. Several years later, he left her for Henrique Stoffels, who had come to work for him as a housekeeper. During their long relationship, they had a daughter who remained illegitimate because Rembrandt never made their union official. The most likely explanation is that he didn't want to lose the usufruct of Saskia's estate, as her will stipulated. Rembrandt suffered many losses in his life, but no doubt the worst was that of his son. Titus died prematurely at age 26.